What I'm about to share with you may be life-saving. You've probably heard that another round of medical tyranny is planned, and your heart is telling you, I am not going to comply. But do you know the lawful standing for your non-compliance? I'm going to distill it for you now, and I'm doing this for myself as well, to remind me of what I need to do if I'm ever face-to-face with a would-be enforcer who is trying to act under illegitimate and unlawful authority. I need your non-compliance to help me with my non-compliance, and vice versa. And it all comes from this book, and I'm going to give you a link for a free ebook version of this book in the video. The first thing to understand is that legislation is not law. An executive order is definitely not law. And any other decree or regulation issued by politicians or bureaucrats is not law. Never was, never will be. But even people who claim to be for medical freedom, including lawyers, make the mistake, and it's a colossal mistake, of calling legislation law. I will rebuke anyone who says, for example, Congress passed such and such a law. No, they didn't. Congress is not capable of passing laws. Congress is a corporation. The US government is a corporation. All they can write is company policy. Same goes for any government or parliament in any country, and almost all of the courts for that matter. If any would-be enforcer says to you, you have to do this, this is the law, or this is a mandate, you say, show me the document that says this, and show me where I signed it. Without your signature, these corporate contracts are not worth the air they're written on. But there are other documents that are lawful, and if there's one document you need to carry around with you or memorize, it's the Universal Declaration on Bioethics and Human Rights, Article 6. It says, any preventive, diagnostic, and therapeutic medical intervention is only to be carried out with the prior, free, and informed consent of the person concerned based on adequate information. Memorize it or print it out, whatever you need to do. No preventive intervention without consent. What is preventive or claimed to be? Masks and jabs. No diagnostic intervention without consent. What is diagnostic or claimed to be? Tests. Whether PCR tests or any other type of test. If you're ever in a hospital, refuse the test for whatever current disease or variant du jour they're trying to weaponize. Then they can't funnel you into the death protocols. Masks, injections, tests, pills, therapies, whatever, you have the absolute and inalienable right and authority to refuse all of it. Now, they will try to assert that because of such and such an emergency, your rights are suspended. They could not be more wrong. Rights apply more during emergencies, not less. Let me say that again. Rights apply more during emergencies, not less. And that's spelled out in another milestone of international law, the Syracuse Principles, paragraph 58. It states, these rights are not derogable under any conditions, even for the asserted purpose of preserving the life of the nation, unquote. Not derogable means your rights cannot be set aside, cannot be impaired, cannot be diluted. They are non-negotiable. A nation must fall before individual rights fall. And if you don't have individual rights, you don't have a nation anyway. Next, medical confidentiality. If the so-called authorities do not know your medical status, they cannot target you, discriminate against you, or persecute you on the basis of it. The Hippocratic Oath includes the statement, I will not divulge. And the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution states, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Any government or travel company or employer who demands to know your medical status is breaking the law, because they are demanding to conduct a search of your person without a warrant or any of the other constitutional things they need. Also, if you uphold medical confidentiality, then you don't need a so-called exemption. If you ask for an exemption, you are asking for another's permission to be exempt, and you are giving false legitimacy to their claim to dictate to you and play God in your life. The word no is, always has been, and always will be exemption enough. It is all the exemption we have ever needed or will ever need. If anyone asks you if you are vaccinated or not, it's none of their goddamn business. Now, if someone says to me to put on a mask, I'll tell them I'm not required to. And that usually takes care of it right there and then. If they come back and ask, do you have an exemption? I'll tell them that's confidential medical information. I'm not permitted to tell you and you're not permitted to ask. And one last item of international law, the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court lists persecution against any identifiable group among crimes against humanity, Article 7. Of course, persecution against any identifiable group includes persecution against people based on their medical status. Any act or statement of persecution by any politician, any media incitement to attack a particular group because of their medical status, is a crime against humanity and defined as such. These documents that I'm talking about, along with Magna Carta, they are not museum pieces. They're not confined to a glass case. They are living, breathing documents, living and breathing in us as we live and breathe, just as the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. They were conceived by courageous people, not just for their time, but to protect future generations, to protect us. If we fail to uphold them now, we dishonor their courage and their gift to us. We dishonor their memory. Final tips. If a would-be enforcer asks you if you understand, they're actually asking you, do you stand under me? No, you do not understand, and no, you do not consent. If they say, tell me your name, address, date of birth, etc., ask, am I required to give you that information? No, you're not. Ask, am I being detained? If they say yes, it's an unlawful arrest. If they go any further, they are the ones who become arrestable for violating their oath. Ultimately, there are but two laws: to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your mind, and to love others as you love yourself. No one wants to be medically compelled, so no one has the right to enforce it on another. If they claim they do have that right, they are breaking the most fundamental of all laws because they would not want it done to them. And if they try it, I shall tell them your downfall and destruction are decreed from heaven and now effected on earth. You will go to your appointed place where there is never a moment's joy, despised of God and mankind. You will go to your doom. This statement carries the power of Jesus' curse against the fig tree by which it was withered the very next day. For Jesus told us we have authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And we don't just have this as a spiritual authority, we have the authority of logic, because government is a creation of man, and a creation of man can never be above man or have authority over man. Jesus also told us the kingdom of heaven has been advancing forcefully, and forceful men lay hold of it. It is time for us to grasp this and to live according to these principles. There's much more I could say, and I have said it in this book. So you can get a free ebook at geni.us/inalienable. No www, just geni.us/inalienable. Or better yet, buy a copy and support my work. God go with us and ahead of us in all these things, even as he went before Moses and the Israelites across the Red Sea. Much love, Abdiel Leroy.